This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The holidays of late have not been kind to UPS. Last year, after Cyber Monday, its ground package on-time delivery rate fell to 91%, which, while seemingly good, stinks if your holiday package was in the 9% that didn't get where it was supposed to go. This year's numbers are, of course, still TBD, but UPS expects to deliver a record 700 million packages between Thanksgiving and New Year's Eve. And the company says it's ready, software gods willing. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra reports.
When Nafis Muhammad first started driving for UPS 8 months ago, he had a hard time keeping up. Like all UPS drivers, he had a lot on his plate. He would get his packages, plus their addresses and promised delivery times, and he'd have to plan out a route that got him back to the delivery center in a standard 8.5-hour workday.
If you don't know your area, you're not doing it in 8.5 hours. You're doing it in 10, and you're like, let's go, step it up.
He eventually got faster. Then, a few months ago, his delivery center started using a software program that tells him, one by one, what order to deliver the packages in.
So that makes the job 10 times easier.
The program is called Orion, the On-Road Integrated Optimization and Navigation System. At its heart is a complicated algorithm that crunches the data on the packages for a given route on a given day to come up with the most cost-effective order of delivery. Jack Levis managed the development of Orion.
For each route, it looks at about 200,000 different options on how that route could be run, and then says, here's the one I would use that I think is the most efficient.
Levis says the most efficient route isn't always the best for business. It might, for instance, deliver packages to regular customers at a different time every day.
Customers like consistency.
That's why UPS built Orion with a unique feature. It allows managers to adjust individual routes so they're more consistent.
It can handle adjustments to the timing of the stops that accommodate customers' preference for wanting it between a certain time window.
Satish Jindal is president of ShipMatrix, which monitors on-time delivery rates for shipping companies like UPS. He says Orion also incorporates UPS safety rules, like avoiding left turns. With Orion in place, a driver's morning starts at a computer screen that shows a list of stops plotted out on a map.
This is such an important part of their day because this gives them the information, starting with how am I supposed to drive to my route.
At a delivery center in New Jersey, UPS business manager Douglas Sabara clicks on Muhammad's route.
At 9:51, he's going to be at 225 River Drive to deliver a next day air. He's got one piece for the stop. Tells him where it's loaded in the truck.
The stops come quickly, 9:51, 9:54, 9:57. There's little room for error. And that can be a problem because one of Orion's limitations is that it doesn't recalculate for unexpected delays once drivers are out in the field. In those cases, they end up having to play catch-up. That becomes clear when I go for a ride-along with Muhammad. He just walked out of the truck and walked up the steps of a house. He's knocking on the door, waiting for someone to answer, holding a package under his arm. He spends almost a minute and a half just standing there. Finally, a woman opens the door. He gives her the package, hurries back, and starts up the truck. I ask him if that lost him time.
A little bit, but that's why I always keep a good, steady pace no matter what. But if I'm not moving as efficiently, then that would hurt me.
Jack Levis says UPS plans to release a new version of Orion that does recalculate by 2018. But even as it is, he says the software program is already on track to save UPS 100 million miles a year.
Which is why we didn't wait for all these final things. We said, you know, this is enough that we can make an impact to the business.
Levis says the software will also save $300 to $400 million a year in fuel and personnel costs. Those savings are crucial for UPS, which has to keep its prices down to compete for business from online retailers. But around the holidays, it may be the time savings that matter most. In New York, I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.